It's time for another edition of Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a part of UK Perspectives for this week, and we're celebrating the 75th anniversary of this very radio station. At one time, it was called WBKY, and Doug, we have some interesting audio that you've brought from our collection.
The roots of WUKY are founded in WBKY out of Beattyville, which originated from a man named Elmer Sulzer, who was here at UK and had set up these listening centers throughout eastern Kentucky to deliver educational content to these mountain communities. Those listening centers eventually became WBKY, a station that was housed in Beattyville but managed by UK. We don't have an interview with Elmer, but as part of our History of Broadcasting in Kentucky Oral History Project, we do have an interview with Ruth Fox Newborg, who was the first director of WBKY.
He was a very dedicated person. I mean, he was really so enthused about doing this. And even before he got the idea of a local county station, he had spent I don't know how many years, probably 10, tracking up those mountain roads, which is nothing but rocks and gullies, and some places you had to walk up creeks or creeks, as they call them, to get to any of these places. He went into unbelievable country, the mountains, and he wanted so badly to take educational broadcasting to these mountain people, and he would go into county after county after county with these little commercial radio receivers so they could pick up the 50,000 watt clear channel stations on them. He did have a dream.
And that dream was a radio station that would be broadcasting to these communities.
And so Ruth Fox becomes the first program director, if you will, or radio director. And her job was to teach these people how to become broadcasters.
And she didn't really have a whole lot of experience.
You have no idea what a tyrannical director I was. I went right by a stopwatch. I'd been trained. I didn't know any other way. A 15-minute program ran 14 minutes and 30 seconds. And that's exactly how long they ran. I think the reason I didn't scare them off is because they had had no familiarity with radio whatsoever, and they figured this was the way it worked.
So the first broadcast took place on October 17th, 1940, to great fanfare.
There was clearly great enthusiasm and commitment, but there was just one problem. The problem was the broadcast wasn't reaching the local communities. WBKY being a partnership between UK and Beattyville School District, the school district had a hard time continuing to justify the expense when the signal just wasn't being reached by the local communities. So eventually the plug had to be pulled and Ruth Fox Newborg had to move on professionally.
But of course, as we know, it wasn't all a total loss because eventually Sulzer moved the radio station to the University of Kentucky to the campus where it is today.
And in this final clip, Ruth reflects on that legacy of this original initiative and its impact on educational broadcasting.
I think a lot of people must have heard about it. And it must have gotten the idea. Educational broadcasting wasn't that prevalent at that time. But I think the idea of a community pitching in and helping with an educational program, I think it certainly did sow some seeds. It must have taken root somewhere.
In fact, WBKY was one of the first radio stations to join NPR back in the early 70s. And we're celebrating our 75th anniversary this weekend. Doug Boyd, Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries, has been our guest again today. Have a good one.
Thanks for having me.